When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Is it possible to make four streams of income with one investment? That's what we're going to talk about today. So here's a big problem with the way most people run their finances. The traditional method of earning an income is all about going to your day job, you're trading hours for dollars, and you're collecting a paycheck. Now, if you really want to live financially free, the best thing you can do is start developing multiple streams of income. There are many ways to go about this. You could start a business, you could set up a side hustle, or my personal favorite, invest in real estate, invest in real properties. Rental properties are an incredible passive income strategy because of this. Real estate investing offers not one, but four streams of income simultaneously. If you're ready, let's get into it. And this might blow your mind, okay? The first stream of income from rental properties comes from appreciation. What does this mean? Well, real estate naturally appreciates over time. Its value grows. Why does this matter? Well, because real estate investing is a long-term strategy. Your wealth and your net worth are slowly and steadily growing over time. Every year that you own a rental property, it goes up in value. And as you accumulate more properties, your wealth begins to grow at an exponential rate, all thanks to appreciation. This sounds great, right? Well, listen to this. Appreciation also protects your wealth during times of inflation. Now, historically, rental properties have maintained their value during times of inflation, and they've exceeded inflation. So while the dollar is on the decline, your hard asset actually can weather the storm of inflation and stand strong. There's no better way to protect your wealth from inflation than by investing in a tangible asset like real estate. It's unbelievable. The second stream of income that real estate investing can provide is tax savings. I know taxes can be boring, but please do not gloss over this point. The tax benefits of investing in real estate are vast and can help you pay less in taxes year after year. In fact, if you're a smart real estate investor, you should probably be paying nothing in taxes once you understand how it all works. Who doesn't want that, right? Depending on your investments and income level, you may be eligible for a multitude of write-offs, deductions, incentives, and more. This is truly like no other asset class, which allows you to maximize your taxes in this way. Now, I'm not an accountant or a tax pro, so I can't give you advice on this area, but what I can tell you is that if you're a real estate investor, you need to make sure that you're working with a CPA who understands real estate and can help you reap the most rewards from the tax code. When I lived in New York City, we had a tax advisor who didn't understand real estate investing, and we had to fire that individual. And then we realized, holy smokes, because we were investing in real estate, the amount of money we were paying in taxes that he didn't know about was unbelievable. We had to go back and rewrite our previous year's taxes, and we were able to save hundreds of thousands of dollars as a result of it. So you need to make sure you have a tax advisor who understands real estate investing, who understands cost segregation analysis, who understands those things, okay? It can be complicated, but it'll save you so much money. If you're interested in learning more, then I highly recommend you check out a video that I've done with our accountant, Tom Wheelwright. He's one of the smartest tax accountants in the United States. He's brilliant and he's a real estate investor. He understands it all, okay? And we've done a whole video with him where he explains how investments that the government will pay you to make. It's pretty crazy. Watch that video. It's up here linked. But watch it later because I want to get to my third stream of income here, which is principal reduction. Let's get down to basics for a minute. When you buy a home with a mortgage, the principal is the amount that you borrow, okay? The mortgage also has interest built into the payment. That interest is calculated based on your principal balance. So the quicker you pay down your principal, the less interest you're going to pay over time. And when you own your own home, the only person paying down this principal every month is you. But when you invest in real estate, your tenant's rent is paying down that principal, reducing your debt and building your equity position month after month. And number four, cash flow. You probably already understand what cash flow is, but let's dig into it for a second. Cash flow on a rental property is calculated by subtracting your expenses from your income. So you collect rent on the first of the month, and then you pay your mortgage and other expenses. Whatever is left over is your cash flow. As you acquire more properties and pay down your mortgages, that cash flow starts to accumulate. This is why owning multiple rental properties is so darn profitable. The benefits start to stack on top of each other, and then your wealth begins to explode. We'll get back to that video in a minute, but first, I need to tell you about a golden opportunity for investors that's happening right now. Mortgage rates have plummeted in anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates at their upcoming meeting in September. Now, it's good news for buyers, and it has presented a unique overlap in the investing world right now. Remember, when mortgage rates spiked last year, well, a lot of sellers started offering incentives to help investors achieve positive cash flow. For example, my company, Morris Invest, and our team over at Sidera Wealth started offering clients a rate buy-down credit. Now, a rate buy-down drastically reduces your mortgage payment. If you've ever run the numbers on an investment property, you know that's a big deal. Now, here's where the golden opportunity comes in. When mortgage rates change, it can take a while for other things like seller incentives to start catching up. So even though you can get a mortgage rate in the low sixes right now, and that could be even lower by the time you're seeing this video, right now you can also lock in a rate buy-down credit on top of that. And this is huge, people, huge. With the two combined, our team's finance expert said he's seeing our clients locking in rates he hasn't seen in years. But here's the catch. The window of opportunity here is very narrow. This overlap will close very soon. So those seller incentives are going to fall off very, very soon. There are two more reasons to move quickly on this. One, prices are rising week over week. And now that rates are going down, they're going to spike even more dramatically, which will be made worse by two, increasing competition. Potential buyers have been sitting on the sidelines just waiting for rates to drop. And now that they have, they're going to flood the market, reproduce bidding wars, pushing prices even higher. If you need a refresher on the advantages of owning real estate, like how it delivers four streams of income through number one, appreciation and equity gains, number two, principal reduction by your tenants, number three, tax benefits and depreciation, and number four, cash flow, I'll link another video in the description so you can check that out. But if you've done your research and you already understand why build-to-rent properties in high-growth rental markets are a great path to financial freedom, then take action right now. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity to fast-track your investing strategy. Cash in on this narrow overlap of lower rates and seller incentives while it's here. Click the link below and schedule a free call right now. It could be the most important call you make this year. So unlike going to your job every day for that one stream of income, investing in real estate and rental properties offers you four ways to grow your wealth: appreciation, tax benefits, principal reduction, and cash flow. I hope you can see how investing can actually help you increase your net worth, save on taxes, and build some passive income in your life. If you're ready to stop being exclusively dependent on your paycheck to fund your lifestyle and pay your bills, I highly suggest looking into the ways that incorporate multiple income streams into your life. And in my opinion, there's no better investment than real estate. And if you're actually hungry for more knowledge on this topic, I want you to check out this next video on unleashing the power of real estate investing. In that video, you're going to learn more about the four streams of income, how they work when you combine them with other real estate principles, like the three stages of real estate investing and the freedom number, which could blow your mind if you don't already know what about it, okay? Now go out there, everyone. Invest in real estate. It's the number one way to build wealth. Thank you for subscribing to the channel, and we'll see you next time.